Ezra Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Ayin Tes in Maseches Yuma. It is the 542nd daf in Shas. Our daf is going to begin the last line on Ayin Ches Amud Beis, discussing the words of the Mishnah that the prohibition of eating on Yom HaKippurim is punishable by kares when a person eats the size of a date. And the Gemara will ask a Shaila, does that include is that size include the pit, or does it not include the pit? The Gemara then will get involved in many halachos that are similar to that type of question. For example, the halacha of Tuma that says that a bone that is the size of a barley bean is metame, does that include the top peel or not? And the Gemara will begin to analyze these halachos of koseves being the size of a shear iser for Yom HaKippurim, and that will get us involved in many halachos of shiurim. For example, the shear of achila when it comes to a eating in the sukkah. The Gemara will continue to analyze the question on Ayin Tes Amud Beis, and the Gemara then will ultimately point out that the koseves is less than the shear of a beitza, the shear of an egg. And the Gemara will prove that point, get involved in the shear of kibetza in regards to mitzvahs birchas hamazon, and that's how our daf will conclude. So let's Be'ezer Hashem pick up on the bottom line ches on the base ha'oichel kikoseves gasa. We learned in our Mishnah that someone who eats the size of a date on Yom HaKippurim he's chayiv. Boy, Rav Papa asks the following shayla: kikoseves she'amru bigerinusa olo below garinsa. Are we discussing a date including its pit or without its pit? Now the Gemara brings a similar type of suffix. By Rav Ashi had a similar suffix. Etzem kisaora, the halacha that a bone from a mace is metame if it's the size of a barley bean. If you touch it, betumas maga, or for that matter masa, carrying it, be klipasa below klipasa. Will it apply when we estimate the shear of a barley bean with its peel or without? Obviously, we're talking a very minuscule difference, but at the same time, that's going to be critical in other areas as well, just like the similar type of shayla of a kosevis, including the pit or not. Belecha o biyevesha. Are we talking about, says Rav Ashi as well, a bone that is dry or that is moist? Lecha is moist, yevesha is dry. Says the Gemara, Rav Ashi lo mi boile hader of Papa. Rav Ashi doesn't believe that Rav Papa is a question. Gasa itmar, because we spoke about something that was gasa. We described the koseves as a koseves gasa. Kol kama de gasa. It's a davar poshut, that whatever makes it larger, that will be the shear, and therefore that will include the pit. So therefore, Rav Ashi doesn't have Rav Papa Shaila, and he thinks it's davar pashut. Since the expression is koseves gasa, then it includes the garin. Continues the Gemara, and in the other direction as well, Rav Papa lo mi boile hada Rav Ashi. Rav Papa doesn't agree with Rav Ashi's questions in regards to a bone and hilchos tumah v'tahara. Lacha, when it's moist, shibolis mikri. When it's moist, it's called a shibolis. It's not called a barley bean, but it's called a stalk. Similarly, shelo b'klipasa ushlo mikri. If it's without its peel, then in such a case it's called ushla, and it's not called a saora. So therefore, says the Gemara, Rav Papa thinks that a saora is, number one, something that's only dry, and number two, something with its peel. Gemara says, Amrav Yehuda, koseves gasa sha'amru, Yiseira Mikabetza. We're going to have a dissenting view later on, but Rabbah quoted Rav Yehuda, who says that the koseves gasa for Yom HaKippurim is larger than an egg. V'kimluhu Rabbanan, and the rationale for the Rabbanan, that they said the iser is more, the shear is more than a beitza, debahachi masvedaita, because that is what makes a person calm down. And since the Torah says, ashalosuna, so you're not allowed to do anything to unpain yourself, it's written in the negative, lo suna, that how does a person take himself out of pain when they're fasting? That's Yasvadaite. Yasvadaite means they're relaxed, they're calmed down, maybe even use the word full. And batzer mihachi, lo meisvadaite. Less than that, a person is not considered full. The Gemara is going to challenge this. Meisive, says the Gemara, seven lines from the bottom of Ayin Tes Amud Aleph. Meise, this is a famous case in Sukkah on Chavav and Mebeis. Veviel Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. The Mishnah tells us they brought Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai litom es hatavshil. They gave him food to taste. Ula Rabbi Gamliel shtei kosevis udli shamayim. And they brought to Rabbi Gamliel two dates and a jug of water. Va'amru, and they said in both those cases, helum lo sukkah, that we should eat it in the sukkah. V'tani Allah. And the Mishnah explains over there, lo mipnei shalachei kach, ela sherotzu lahachmer atzmon. They wanted to be machmer on themselves in the case of tasting the food as well as two dates and water. U'kishnasal the Rabbi Tzadok, in contrast to when they gave it to Rabbi Tzadok, achol pachos mikabeitza. When they gave him food, ochel, that was less than a beitza, natu b'mapa v'ochel chutz sukkah. He took it in a napkin and he ate it outside the sukkah v'lo birech achrav. Also another halacha, he didn't make a bracha. And we deduce, ha-kebeitza b'ay sukkah. But if it's an egg, it would require a sukkah. Analyzes the Gemara on the top of Ayin Tes on the base, v'yis al-kadayta koseves hagasa sh'am yuseri mi-kebeitza. And if your analysis, Rabba, in the name of Rav Yehuda, is correct, that the size of a gasa is larger than a beitza. Hashta sheik koseves below garin in lohave kebeitza. We said that Rabbi Gamliel did not have a chiyuv to eat two dates without a pit, and that is less than a beitza. Koseves vegarin, because why was it that he didn't have a chiyuv? Must be because it was less than a beitza, because we learned, as we saw in the first words on our Amid, that a beitza does require a sukkah. And how could it be then, v'garinasa, koseves agasa v'garinasa, mihava yaseri mikabeitza, that a date with the pit is more than a beitza? Of two full dates, just minus the pit, are less than a beitza. Certainly one day with its pit is going to be less than a beitza, the Gemara assumes. So that's a bomb question on Rabba in the name of Chizda. Answers the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yirmiya, in Shtei Koseves below Garinin, Lo Havik Kebeitza, this opinion assumes two Koseves without a pit is not the size of a Beitza. However, Koseves Agasav Garinos, Aviseri Mikabeitza, that a Koseves, the date with its pit, is actually more than a Beitza, according to this opinion. Again, I emphasize La Halacha, we don't pask in this way, but that's this defense of Rabbi Yirmiya, according to Rabba Lefi Rev Yehuda. Amar Rav Papa, Hayim Dam Shri Inchi. This is consistent with the sayings of people. Two kavim of dates. Trei kavim de tam means two kavim of dates with their pits. Chad kama de kashyasa usriach. Has more than a kav of kashyasa. Kashyasa are the pits. More than 50% of the date is the pit. Hence, it's possible that a date with a pit is more than the shear of a beta, even though two dates are less. Rava Amar Hasamayu Taima Mishum Dahavale Piri. Rava gives a different teretz. Rava says, Eina Chanami. The two dates are more than the one date. However, the reason why Rabbi Gamliel did not have to eat in the sukkah, because they're fruits. Uperi lo boi sukkah. And fruits don't need to be eaten in a sukkah. Meisive, the Gemara asks the Kasha and Rav, Amar Rebbe Kishinu Lemnun Teira Eitzel Rebbe Elazar ben Shemua. When we're learning Torah in front of Rebbe Elazar ben Shemua, Eviu lefanenu teinim v'anovim, figs and grapes were brought in front of us, v'achalnum achilas harayichutz l'sukkah. And we ate them as a temporary eating outside the sukkah. The Gemara is medayik, achilas aray in, only because it was temporary. Achilas keva lo, mashma that peros when it's achilas keva would be chayv. Answers the Gemara, eimo achlonum ke achilas arechutz l'sukkah. According to the position that we mentioned above of Rava, then fruits never required the sukkah, whether you're eating it in a temporary fashion or in a permanent fashion, because it's like every other achilas aray that's outside of sukkah. Bois eimo, or else we can answer, achalnum achilas keva, v'achalnu pas achilas aray, that when it says arai, it means they ate bread ba'arai outside of the sukkah, and fruits, even when it's achilas keva, is potter from sukkah. Says the Gemara, let us bring a proof to the opinion of Rava that achilas peiros do not have to be eaten in a sukkah. The Mishnah in Sukkah tells us, l'fichach im hishlim mine targima yatsa. There the Mishnah in Sukkah, Chav Zayin Amar Aleph, the position of Reb Eliezer, who says that there's a chiyuv to eat in the sukkah 14 su'udos, one during the day, one at night, for 7 days. The Chacham hold the chiyuv is only on the first day. Now there is actually a brisa, not a Mishnah, that adds, according to Rabbi Eliezer, the fichachim hishlim b'minei targima, that if he fulfills the su'uda by having minei targima, the halacha is yotze, he's yotze the chiyuv. And if you're going to say the periboy sukkah, the fruits need sukkah, listeni peros yotze, why didn't he just say that with peros, you're going to be yotze? Listeni peros, it should be enough to say peros. Why did it say mine targima? Must be because peros does not qualify for a chiyuv. Where it says that's not such a raya. My mine targima, peros? No. When it says mine targima, it means peros. So that's not a riot. Or you could say that they were talking about a place where fruits are not common. And that's why it didn't mention peros, because they had other bine targima, like fish and other things, but peros they didn't have. That's why it didn't mention peros. Now the Gemara goes to the opinion of Rev Zvid. Now this is a new opinion. We've finished discussing the Inyan of Sukkah, which all came about because we were challenging and defending the position of Rev Yehuda on Amud Aleph, which had been quoted by Rabbah, who held that a Koseves Gasa is actually larger than a Beitza. We, as you could see by the small letter corresponding to the Rambam, follow the opinion of Rav Zvid. Rav Zvid Amar Koseves, I guess it's Sha'amru, Chasra Mika Beitza. It's less than a Beitza. Disanya, and he proves it from a Mishnah in the beginning of Maseches Beitza. Beishame Omrim Sa'ar Bekezayis, Chametz Bekekoseves. Beishame is of the opinion that the prohibition of yeast on Pesach is the shear of Isur Minatar is a Kezayis. Chametz is a date. Vavina ba my time to be Shammai, and the Gemara clarifies in Beitza on Dav Zayin Amnaf to Shita be Shammai. Nichtav Rachmana Chametz Vel Boi Sarva. No, Aminu Ma Chametz Sheichim Mutzei Kasha. I could have learned the Kav Chomer Chametz that does not become hard. Also because Zayis Sar Sheichim Mutzei Kasha Lo Kol Shekain, and certainly Sar. Yet the Torah does not break it up that way. The Torah does not allow us to learn a Kal v'chomer. The Torah spells them both out. Mid the palginu rachmana, the fact that the Torah mentions both the Isser of Chametz and Sa'ar independently, as the Torah Akdosha describes, v'lo yiroa l'cha Sa'ar in Shmos Yud Gimel, as well as v'lo yiroa l'cha Chametz, what's that doing? Limda l'cha shiur shel zeh lo kishiur shel zeh. That the shiur of Isser is different. Sa'ar b'kizayis, v'chametz b'beko seves. Now it analyzes the Gemara. V'isal k'daitach, the Gemara continues on the first white line, ayin tesam beis, koseves gasa sha'amru yiseira mika beitza, that a koseves gasa is actually larger than a beitza, michti. Beishamai, beishamai, then makes no sense. Ashiure dinafish m'kizayis kamahadre. When it comes to talking about the chametz, Beishamai repeats the shear to differentiate between this and the sa'ar. And it's clear we are looking for a shear that's greater than a kezayis, because that's the reason that the Torah repeats it. If that's so, ashiura d'nafesh mikezayis kamahadu, he's searching for that. Listeni kebeitza, so then he should have mentioned the shear of kebeitza, which is larger than a kezayis. And according to the opinion of Rev Yehuda that we learned from Amud Aleph, it's smaller than a koseves. Must be that that's not true. It must be the reason why he didn't mention a kebeitza is because the shear of kebeitza is not only bigger than a kezayis, it's also bigger than a koseves. V'inamika adadininu, and if they're the same side, nisni kebeitza, then why didn't he say beitza? Elolav shmamina koseves pachas mikabeitza. Must be that a koseves is less than a beitza, because you just need to go up one rung, according to Beis Shammai, from the sa'ar to the chametz, goes up from a kezayis to a koseves, but a beitza is even larger. Says the Gemara Mimai, how do you know that's true? Dilma lo lo meim lechot koseves hagesh amru yiseira mikabeitza. that Koseves Hagasa is larger than Beitza. Hastamab ke Beitza. But the same size, in other words, a Stam Koseves is the same size as a Beitza, if it's not a Koseves Hagasa. Vinami ke Adada Ninu v'chaduminayu naked. And therefore, he chose one of the two, but they're really the same size. So we still don't have a raya for Rav Zvid. It could very well be that Beis Shammai was assuming that a Koseves is the same size as a Beitza. Ela mehacha. But there's another source for Rav Zvid. The Gemara continues, eight lines from the bottom on Ayin Tes Amid Beis. Ad kama mizamnim, the Mishnah in Brachos tells us, ad kizayis divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Excuse me, Akazayas divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, up until a Kazayas, in other words, from a Kazayas and on, you make a Zimun if you ate together. This is the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Kebeitza. Rabbi Yehuda says a Beitza. Maikam Ifli, what's behind the Machlokas? The Gemara analyzes in Brachas. Rabbi Meir Savar, V'achalta Zu Achila, V'savata Zu Shtia. Achila is expressed in V'achalta, and the Pasuk says V'achalta V'savata V'erachta, which is a Mechayiv for Birchas Hamazon, which appears, if I'm not mistaken, Parshas Re'eh. And Sviya refers to Shtia. V'achila, generally, is referred to B'kizayis. Rabbi Yehuda Sav, V'chata, Savata, no, Savata is not referring to Shtia, but rather, Achila Sheyesh Bas Sviya, Ve'zeh Zeke Beitza, that's referring to a Beitza. Analyzes the Gemara. Our Gemara now. Now that we've learned the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, which of course we follow, that the Chiyuv is a Chiyuv of Sviya, although for the halachos of Zimun, it could be that we follow Rabbi Meir, but we understand Visavata is referring to Sviya. So analyze the Gemara. V'isa ha'kadayta koseves hagasa sha'amru yiseri mikabetza. If we're going to say that when we talk about koseves hagasa, that's larger than a beitza. Hasha kebeitza suwa misavat. Daita lo misava. We're saying that the beitza, according to Rabbi Yehuda, makes a person satiated. So certainly, it'll be calm him down. At least it'll make him feel that he ate something, which of course is the shear of Yom HaKippurim, based on the pasuk of Tanuas Nafsho Seichem, that you're not supposed to be calm, you're supposed to be pained. Therefore, says the Gemara, Elalav Shema Mino, we must assume, Koseves Hagasa Amru Pachos Mikabetza. There has to be less than a Beitza, because if it's going to be more, then not only would it be Mesev Daita, but rather it would also even be Masbia. And therefore the conclusion is, Kebeitza Misba, a Beitza is Masbia, a person, makes him satiate, Kekoseves Mesva Daita. And if he has a Koseves, then that is enough to calm him down. This Bezer Hashem concludes Daf Ayin Tes in Maseches Yuma. And Bezer Hashem, I hope to post the halacha from the daily daf shortly.